This is DOE SBIR Talk.
By this point in the proposal preparation process, applicants understand that the Department of Energy, DOE, is truly looking for innovative solutions to pressing problems identified in its topic and subtopics. In fact, to help potential applicants understand the context for these needs, DOE frequently includes references to relevant literature, as well as links to research being conducted by sponsoring DOE program offices. It is important that applicants review all of the reference materials DOE has provided in its topics documents while considering and formulating responses to the topic-subtopic pair. To assure that your proposal hasn't strayed too far from DOE's expressed needs, it is recommended that you revisit the references once again while working on the project narrative. In order to demonstrate that your work is innovative, it is often useful to reference additional literature in your application. Keep in mind that the bibliography is not a separate document, but is an element of the project narrative. As such, the bibliography does contribute to the 15-page limit for the project narrative, so do not include a lengthy list of citations, but an appropriate list related to the problem and, more importantly, to your solution. In a review of a sample of winning proposals, the average number of citations was 9. However, please also note that the Funding Opportunity Announcement, or FOA, indicates that the bibliography is optional. A variety of resources may be of assistance in expanding your knowledge of research in pertinent areas. The most useful is a database called SciTech, produced by the DOE's Office of Science. The link to this resource is available in the links section of this tutorial. Even if space constraints ultimately lead you to exclude a bibliography from the project narrative, it is recommended that as you formulate your proposal, you do so in light of the literature. It is always important to assure that you understand the state of the art, and a literature review will help you do that. Once you have expanded your research and selected a number of pertinent citations to include in your bibliography, the question becomes what format to use for the citations. For this purpose, it is recommended that you use the online communication standards and guidelines from Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy, or EERE. In closing, keep in mind that your bibliography is part of the project narrative and therefore does contribute to the page count. Even if you decide to exclude the optional bibliography because of page limitations, make sure that you have conducted a thorough literature review while preparing your project narrative.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.